You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Religious freedom, freedom of speech, or just a technicality? In Russia, one of the women in the punk band Pussy Riot, who was convicted for her role in an anti-Kremlin, allegedly anti-religious protest, has been freed. A court in Moscow has suspended the 2-year jail term for Yekaterina Samutsevich. But the other two members of the band have not been released. They still face 2 years in prison. Back in August, the band members were convicted for their concert at the Christ the Savior Cathedral in Moscow. David Herzenhorn has been reporting on this case for our partner, The New York Times, from Moscow. David, what's the issue in this case?
Well, as you said, this is a split decision, and what we saw today in the appellate hearing was a new lawyer for one of the three women who were convicted for this so-called punk prayer make the argument that her client was not quite as guilty as the other two, that she was, in fact, blocked from participating in most of what people saw as this stunt in the Cathedral of Christ the Savior. And as a result, the lower court that convicted the women in August should have taken note of her differing role, should not have handed down the identical sentence for each of them. And so what we see is one of the three now released after roughly 7 months in jail. They were arrested after this incident back in February. And it makes this a very interesting situation where, again, we expect President Putin and supporters of his government to say, look, here's the normal functioning of a judicial system that can hear an appeal and distinguish between the arguments made by different lawyers. Of course, we know quite well that the Russian judicial system has all sorts of problems, and these were evidenced during the trial in August when defense witnesses were disqualified arbitrarily, when the prosecutors bizarrely seemed to conflate allegations of moral offenses with charges of violating the state penal code.
And I'm curious about the whole religious issue here. It's one thing to criticize Vladimir Putin, but Putin grew up in a Soviet Union where being a member of a religion was technically a crime. How is the state so concerned about religious offense in this case?
Well, the Russian Orthodox Church is the predominant faith in post-Soviet Russia, and increasingly the church is quite strongly allied with President Putin. This is no small factor in Russian politics. And what we've seen in this case is an argument that this was a blasphemous action, that in fact this was not as political as it was anti-religious. The technical charge was hooliganism motivated by religious hatred. Again, many people believe that these charges are just a way of suppressing political critics, but there are folks, starting with President Putin himself, who has suggested that the Russian response to this act of alleged religious offense is actually much more reasonable than responses we've seen in other cases, such as the reaction to the Innocence of Muslims video.
And how do Russians generally view this? I mean, did they view this as an offense against religion, or do they see Putin taking a relatively convenient political approach to this ban?
Russian public opinion has actually differed quite sharply with what we've seen in the West, where, you know, megastars like Sting and Madonna have come out in support of Pussy Riot. It's very interesting. The Russian public does not conflate the notions of freedom of speech and freedom of religion in quite the same way that we do in American minds. And so many people have looked at this and said, you know, whatever you want to say about it, it was offensive. It shouldn't have happened. There isn't quite the condemnation of the prosecution that we've seen in the West.
One of the members of the Pussy Riot band, Yekaterina Samutsevich, was released. David Herzenhorn, New York Times reporter in Moscow. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.